Hello and welcome to Greenwich Pantry. This is the Greenwich Pantry podcast. Life is for cooking. Well, how are you today? How is veganuary going for you? Did you keep your commitments? And did you try to eat something that you've never had before? Have you swapped food? Have you tried a new recipe? Are you going to try a new cuisine? Well, if you're thinking about trying something Mediterranean, why don't you listen to this podcast and learn how we have been doing in Italy? How have the veggie people been doing in Italy? What are we eating right now? And why is the trend in Italy not going away fast? Join me as I speak to my guest who brings us the Italian connection all the way from, guess where? Italy. I'm really excited to have Michaela back on the podcast. Michaela, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you for having me again. I'm doing good, thank you.
And how is January going in Italy at the moment where you are?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit cold, of course. Now is snow time in here. But we had a couple of sunny days as well, so it's all good.
Ah, so tell me this. How do the Italians celebrate veganuary? And I mean, do you celebrate veganuary at all?
I think that because of, you know, the worldwide spread information due to social media and even newspaper online, nowadays we are pretty much aware of veganuary as well in Italy, and some of us are following. You know, a lot of ingredients are now in the supermarkets as well, not just the markets, so it's easier for who wants to try new recipes to do it. So I think that now it's more spread, yes.
So generally speaking, people look up to the Mediterranean diet as the type of food that they love to eat. And it's hard to think that even veganuary can improve on that. So can you give me an idea of some of the new trends and new recipes that you're seeing more available in the supermarkets, or even generally speaking? I know that it's a little bit odd this year because of the pandemic, but there might still be some ways that people are celebrating this, or maybe just even trying to make a difference in their diet. And I find that quite intriguing because obviously with the British diet that we have, people would say, well, yes, there's a lot of things to improve on it, especially at this time of the year. But it's hard to imagine what might be improved in the Italian Mediterranean diet.
Well, I think that we are, yeah, of course, we are a bit more lucky because we've got a lot of vegetables and fruits already in our diet. And because of that, sometimes we just forget about it, because we also have a lot of other kind of food, like good meat, good affettati, which is cured meat, good cheese. I might say that culture it's a bit against the spread of vegan culture, but nutritionists and dietitians are really keen to make us all aware that there is another option. Even if we have very delicious alternatives to be to eat not vegan, there is also a lot of veggies that we can use in our diets because we have it. the climate is really helping us to have a lot of vegetables and fruits all over the year. So why not? And then we are starting to use also other kind of cereals from other cultures, like burger or couscous, to integrate that in our diet. And we are using lentils, chickpeas, tofu, because of course, lentils and chickpeas are always have always been in the markets, but talking about tofu or soy kind of things, we didn't have much before, but now we have entire departments in the markets that are all about these sort of things. And so it started a bit just for the people that wanted to be vegan, but now it's a kind of alternative that you can have every single day or sometimes in the week. It doesn't mean that we are abandoning our diet, our Mediterranean diet, because of course it's healthy, but it can be a choice.
Well, that's really, really interesting, because what I'm hearing you say is that even though people haven't abandoned the typical Mediterranean diet, there is an introduction of variety into the whole mix. And I guess that's a lot of that has been influenced by the availability of, you know, the different types of foods, like you mentioned. But what about the influx of different communities from different parts of the world, perhaps maybe coming into the Italian regions and bringing their own types of food? Do you think that has had an impact at all, or even perhaps the awareness of cruelty to animals, perhaps more becoming more obvious in the communities and in the different towns and cities in Italy? Do you think that has been an influence at all?
Yes, I think both of them. Like, we've got some influence from other cultures, which is really good, because we can experiment new recipes, and sometimes we just go to the restaurants, you know, just to try these new recipes. But then when we actually have them at the restaurants, then we are craving for them. They are good tastes, and so you do want to try the recipes at home, and probably the market knows, and we just find this kind of ingredients. On the other hand, yes, I think the cruelty against animals is today something that we are aware of. So if there's an alternative, it's why not? What not trying? Of course, this can be, but it is more like personal choice. And I know that in Italy there are a lot of farmers which are doing their own part by trying to breed animals in the best conditions. What we are trying to do it in here is to make things better, maybe having meat if we have to, but less than what we had before, more quality, and less cruelty, because we had pretty much of that in the past everywhere, I think. But now the awareness is pushing to improve the quality, even of the meat, the fish itself, mm-hmm. And the fishing techniques, the breeding techniques are improving a lot.
Mm-hmm. And can you, in terms of the types of foods that people are being introduced to, is there one thing that stands out to you? I do remember when we last spoke, we talked about I'm sure we talked about polenta.
Yes.
And talked about some people think that polenta is a East European a food primarily, but actually that people you know, it's very popular as well in different parts of Italy, and it's not just found in dishes that are Eastern European. Is there something like that that you think that really stands out, that you think, wow, this was never really in the public arena for Italians, but now because of veganuary it's like here all the time? Can you think of anything like that?
I think tofu is the
Really?
Yeah, I think tofu is the thing that is everywhere now. There are a lot of recipes, even of Italian bloggers who are writing about ways of using tofu. I think this is because it's a good taste, and you can even do some of our traditional dishes that were supposed to be using meat or fish. Mm-hmm. You can replace it easily with this ingredient. So maybe this is why it's better to use this, or is now more accepted, because in the end it's a kind of substitute. And it works well in a lot of our traditional recipes. So we were, for instance, doing meat dishes with sauce, with veggies sauce in a pot, mm-hmm. And you can put tofu instead, and this is working well. Meatball can be done with tofu instead, and they are good as well. So I think this is helping. And about flavors, different kind of ingredients that we use now are for sure ginger. Ginger is widely spreading in Italy as well, because I can find it pretty much everywhere, and I love it. So I'm so glad. Yeah.
And is it grown in Italy? Is ginger grown in Italy?
I think we imported it. We.
So is it expensive?
Oh, not really. But I think that we are still importing some of agriculture. Maybe now are trying to do it, because in the end is easy, I think, to grow in Italy. But because before wasn't so spread, then the agriculture wasn't really growing it. Maybe now it will. Because like avocado, I think that now we are trying to grow avocado in the south of Italy, because you know, there's demand of it. So of course the agriculture is turning into it.
Yeah.
This is good, because we've got because of the climate we can pretty much grow everything in here, so it's good, because we can melt different tastes, and it can be done. We need to learn though how to use all of it. <You're still learning.
laughs> So more recipe development. Yeah. And as for yourself, what is your favorite vegan dish that you have tried in the last few months or weeks? Indeed, if you have tried any, or are you doing any swaps at the moment? Are you trying something new
yes,
into your
diet? Yes, I am. I am because there are so many recipes going out there in the web that I'm really curious about everything that can be done differently. So I tried to do different kind of desserts, not using eggs, using the water of chickpeas, you know, instead of eggs. Even chickpeas, I'm using a lot of them for salads, for bowl with the chickpeas. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying also to do cauliflower soup, and it's a good season actually for veggies, because you can do a lot of soups or steamed vegetables, vegetables in the pot, and they are so nice, like they are. Mm-hmm. You don't have to add so many seasoning, and I love them. I'm using mushrooms sometimes as protein. I'm trying to put some varieties in my diet as well. Because you have the chance, so I'm trying to do that. And we have a tradition when New Year's is coming, New Year's Eve is coming, that says that you have to eat lentils in order to get money in the new year. So I think this can be done all the year long, you know. Why not trying?
Oh, and that's a really, really good place to stop. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for giving us an insight into what's going on with veganuary in Italy. And it's really fascinating to know about the different types of foods that are coming, that are up and coming, and that are becoming a part of the extended Mediterranean diet. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours. It has been a pleasure.
And bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to Michaela's insights on veganuary in Italy. It's so exciting to know that all over the world, people are embracing the idea of plant-based cooking and eating. And it actually really doesn't matter what cuisine you are trying out, whether it's Italian or Greek or French, or you name it, you think of it, there will be a delicious option for a plant-based meal. So whether you try it this side of January or try it next month and the following months, I hope that you'll enjoy what you discover. And not only that, I hope you'll share what you discover and have members of your family enjoy it with you, or your friends, your work colleagues. I've thoroughly enjoyed this process, and I hope to speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.